Boker Tov, we're continuing another Vov today, another connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the first two Psukim, David HaMelech was talking about connecting to the Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which, like we said, is the primary Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole purpose of the world to do Mitzchased with us. There's another Midah that Hashem revealed to us. It's the Midas HaEmes, the truth of the world. Kamuvan, the truth of the world is that the world was created to do the utmost of chesed. But the utmost of chesed that Hashem is doing to us is not the physical chesedim. All the physical chesedim that we have, if a person can be healthy and wealthy and everything else, it's a temporary situation. It lasts for a few years, and then the person, his body goes into the ground. The chesed, the real chesed Hashem has given to Klal Yisrael is the ability through the Torah and mitzvahs to have eternal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That chibul, tzveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for eternity. That's the greatest thing. But in order to take advantage of that chesed, a person has to have the ability to focus on the emes of life and not get carried away, distracted by all the physical enticements of the world or physical frustrations. And so after David HaMelech is asking for the connection to the chesedim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, "Al tatzel mipi dvar emes ad ma'oid." Do not disconnect me, take me away from having words of emes in my mouth at all. Every word of my mouth should be emes. Ki mishpotecho yicholti. I want to live my life. I yearn to live my life through your mishpotim, through your values. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. That everybody in the back of his mind knows that what the right things are. But to have that clarity to approach every situation in life with Dvar Emes, every word we say should be a Dvar Emes. It's an interesting thing that the term Emes doesn't always mean even saying the truth as it is. For example, Yaakov Avinu was considered the Isha Emes. Even so, he said, "Anoichi Esa Bechorecha." Sounds like he was lying. But the truth is that Chazal explained to us the truth in a lie is if this is the right thing, this is the Ratzon Hashem, it's bringing out the truth in the world. So if the words are not 100% truth, and even like by Yaakov Avinu, he really put a comma there that Anoichi, I'm Yaakov, Esav Bechorecha, but Esav is your Bechor. But it was misleading. But even so, it was considered a truth. Because the truth was that Yaakov was the one who was entitled to the Bechor. He bought the Bechor. He was the one who was behaving in a fashion that deserved to get the brachas. So he's bringing out a truth in the world. And that's what life is all about. To every word we say should bring out a truth. And we have to be careful. If we say something that Lashon Hara, or words that hurt somebody's feelings, those words, also it's a lacking in a kuda of emes. It's not bringing out the goal of speech as a person's supposed to have that speech in this world. The divrei emes are dvarim of Torah, dvarim of tefillah, dvarim of chesed. And like we're saying, more than that, not only the words we say, the words are a result of a mind frame, of how we perceive life. And that's a tefillah we should have every day. Should be zeicha to remain with the emes outlook, understanding of life. And when situations come in the course of the day, we should see what is the real Ratzon Hashem of this situation. When we have a frustrating situation or somebody may hurt our feelings and doesn't cooperate with us, we can get angry and we can scream and shout. That's not emes. That's not what Hashem wants over here. We misuse the situation. The emes situation is a challenge from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all the challenges that we have in an individual level and a national level. The emes of these situations is that Hashem has set it up to test us, for us to show Him that we know what He wants to do. We know what He wants us to do. He wants us to emulate Him, to go in His path of chesed, of emes. Yetz Hashem. Mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have even a higher level of an emistic approach to every situation in life. And if we do so, like we said time and again, we'll be able to focus more on the chasodim of life, the good things in life, take advantage of them, like all the tzaddiki of Klal Yisrael, and under all circumstances were able to use it to grow. And may it's Hashem, we should all see great Yeshua's Bekarev.